In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Friends, so we celebrate today the solemnity of St. Peter and Paul. They are two towering figures in the life of the early church and pillars of the faith. Occasionally, depending on how the calendar falls, this feast, which honors these saints jointly, lands on a Sunday, giving it even greater liturgical prominence. So St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles, was chosen by Christ to be his vicar on earth, the first pope, and was entrusted with the keys of the kingdom. St. Paul, called the apostle to the Gentiles, while not among the first 12, was uniquely commissioned by Christ to bring the gospel to the Greeks and other non-Jewish cultures, with people not prepared for the Messiah, for the old covenant, but deeply in the salvation. Though very different in background and temperament, Peter and Paul are always commemorated together, especially because of their shared mission in evangelizing Rome and establishing it as the heart of Catholicism. Now, both ultimately gave their lives there, martyred and witnessed to Christ in the first century. So many of us know St. Paul primarily through his letters, the epistles which are read throughout the year at Mass. But there's so much more to learn from his life, a life that laid the foundation for the early church and mission to the world, mission on Gentiles. He was tireless, courageous, single-hearted in proclaiming Christ crucified and risen. His words still challenge and inspire the church today. As disciples, then we are called to go and do likewise. Now, Simon was given the name Peter, Kephas, a fisherman from Galilee who was the first to boldly declare to Jesus, to hear the gospel, "You are the Christ, Son of the living God." For this profession of faith, Christ says to him, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." But Peter was not perfect. He doubted. He sank into the sea. He even denied Christ. Yet, Jesus chose him. Not for his strength, necessarily, but for his humility. Not for his perfection, but for his faith. Our Lord entrusted to him the keys of the kingdom, making him the visible foundation of the church on earth. Peter reminds us that Christ builds his church not on flawless heroes, but on forgiven sinners who cooperate with God's grace. St. Paul, the Jew Saul, started out as a persecutor of Christians, a man whose conversion reminds us that no one is beyond the reach of God's mercy and forgiveness. Struck down on the road to Damascus, he rose up a new man, zealous, tireless, and completely devoted to the gospel. He was blinded for a time, but his vision now enlightens all nations. St. Paul brought the message of salvation to the Gentiles, to those outside of the covenant of Israel. He founded Christian communities throughout the Roman Empire. He wrote letters that still instruct the church today. Suffered greatly. He was shipwrecked four times. And so many persecutions that he then in turn suffered for the sake of the church. In his final words to Timothy, we hear the voice of a man who has fought the good fight, who has finished the race, kept the faith. So though Peter and Paul were very different men, their paths led to the same end, martyrdom in Rome. Symbolized by the wearing of old red vestments for martyrs' feasts. Rome was the heart of the empire. And their blood became the seed of the church. And their legacy established Rome as the center of the Catholic faith. So we unite them as after personal similarities, but their shared love for Jesus Christ and their willingness to give everything, even their lives, fair. Their witness poses questions to us today. willing to give for Christ? Are we living as true disciples? Do we speak Christ's name with courage? Do we build up the church with our prayers, our words, and our actions? Do we witness to the gospel in our daily lives? When people ask us, who do you say that Jesus is? When Jesus asks Peter, who do you say that I am? Do we confess with Peter, you are Christ, Son of the living God? Do we have some other explanation? Or do we want to identify Jesus as the world does? Today's solemnity is not just about remembering two saints of the past. Right? It's a call to imitation. Like Peter, we're called to profess our faith boldly, even when we sink or deny him when we're sinning. Like Paul, we're called to share the gospel with zeal, even when blinded or shipwrecked by life. Sometimes it costs us dearly to live the Christian life. Like both, we're called to live and die for Christ, knowing that he alone is our reward. We turn to Saints Peter and Paul today, not only in honor, but in prayerful imitation. We ask them to intercede for the church, and for Holy Father Pope Leo, and for each of us, that we may carry on the mission they began, to proclaim Christ crucified, risen,